Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, collective morning stretch. Yawn.
Yeah.
Gotta get down to Buzz.
Good morning.
How's your ribs, by the way, as you kind of stretch? Because you broke your ribs. How long ago was it that you knocked yourself into the counter?
Yeah, it was.
Cracked a couple ribs.
Tripped over the dog, yeah. 5 weeks on Friday.
Five weeks.
And it still reminds me that, hello,
what?
You're still there.
Yeah, but is it as, it's got to be better than it was 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. I last week I think I was talking about how all of a sudden I'm like, hey, everything's fine. You know, I don't think about it. And then all of a sudden I do something and it's like, ha, 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 don't forget about me, long-term injury.
It's a
don't
certain way you move me. That it all of a sudden trips you up. Oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah, reaching picking something off the floor because it compresses, right, your ribs when you bend down, or reaching up high, or lifting something. Those three things are...
Well, that makes sense. Those three moves make sense.
Yeah.
Well, now you got to don't bend over to reach down and pick something up. You got to squat.
It's still compressed. So I do it. I do that.
Good butt exercises.
Yeah, I'm getting all ready for that stand on one foot, cross your leg thing, balance thing. That's going to really feel amazing, I'm sure.
Have you been practicing?
I tried it yesterday. It hurts.
The Nicki Minaj challenge?
Yes, that's what it's called. Yes, no.
We do a thing on TV. It's First Try Friday on TV when we go on and we try all these whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. We just try rando things, and that's the one for this week, I guess they want us to do.
Yeah. Friday mornings at 9:30-ish on Fox Rochester.
Yeah, but listen to our show. Listen to the station.
Turn us off and never listen again. Sandy, don't be so protective. People go listen. They're fine.
Eunice was a practice, though.
Oh, okay.
It's First Try Friday, not practice.
Oh, First Try on television.
You know what I learned about you? You say that you're not competitive, and you say, I don't give a gaff. You do. You hate not winning or being right.
About what? Everything?
Just everything. Like, we did a ruler challenge on you, and you were so relentless to prove that you did better than what you really did. We had to do it 3 times with you. With this Nicki Minaj challenge, you're practicing before going on TV.
No, I'm not. I'm joking about that. I really am not.
You did it. You did it.
No, I didn't.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
If it's in your contract to poke me, you need to stop, because I'm going to sue HR for you, because, like, my ribs hurt and you can't poke me like that all the time.
I'm poking the other side.
No, that's off limits. Mostly sunny today. More clouds by the afternoon. Back up to 88 degrees. It was intolerable yesterday. A lot of people were like, oh, it was really nice out. No, it wasn't. It was not. It was brutal. I hated it. I want to get back into the 75-80 thing. which we
Stop
might.
Stop complaining. Nobody likes that. We are having a spectacular summer. If you have a pool, this is the most amazing summer for you. We have had so many sunny days.
Oh my God, I know. It's amazing.
We need this guy over here complaining.
Just yesterday. Yesterday was the bitch. I hated it. I really did.
Well, go inside in your AC and stop complaining.
I really felt bad because the kids over at the Bayview Y are, you know, they got the Y camp going on. There's like a million kids, man. My daughter was dragging. She's like, I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, what do you want to do afterwards?
Why are you saying you're sorry?
I said, I'm sorry. What do you want to do? She's like, I just want to go inside.
Good. Good. Kids don't feel it. Kids don't care.
Yeah. All right. So
and then they sleep. Good. That's a parent's dream.
Yeah. She was out. Even yesterday, I mean, by 4:30 in the afternoon, I pick her up at like 4:15. By 4:30, she was on the floor, sideways.
Good.
Gah.
Yes.
Burnt right out.
Love it.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Tonight.
Aw, how nice of you. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Good morning. Hey, Middle Child Wednesday, what's up? Oh, no, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Damn. No, it's
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
It's
like,
only
wait.
Tuesday? God, what a day.
Oh, hold on. Start all over again.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's waking up like
wait,
it's
hold
Wednesday.
On. All right, hold on.
Yeah. Okay, take right. two.
Aw, that's so very nice of you. Thank you. You'll carry me home tonight. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. 69 degrees, going to be 88. With sun today, then clouds piling in the afternoon. And then early sun and afternoon clouds tomorrow. Same thing, 85. So, hello summer. Yo, yo, yo.
Is there anything, I kind of feel like we can all relate to this.
Yeah.
I'm OCD about everything except what? What is it in your life that... is like just shockingly different than the rest of your life.
How'd this come up? Did you have this moment of self-awareness or something?
Yes, absolutely I did.
What was it?
My shoe closet is a disaster.
Oh, I hate shoes.
My two closets in the house are very tiny, but my husband and daughters share one by the garage door. I don't know. That looks like a hot mess disaster. Wait. I know.
Wait. You're talking about coats.
Coats and shoes, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Getting shoes, okay. All right.
And
yeah.
It looks like a hot mess. I always am like, what the heck? You guys, clean this up. And my husband's like, really? Because there's three people sharing that closet and you have your own in the front.
Oh,
now,
nice.
In the front hallway, it's very tiny, though. But I opened it up yesterday. My daughter was like, oh, yeah, you talk about our shoe closet. My shoes are all over the place. And it's embarrassing. It's one of those... closets that, like, if company comes over and they try to put their jacket away, I'd grab it and I'd like.
Oh no, we're doing the front couch. It's all right. Just put it on the front couch. It's fine.
Right. No big deal. Because it is so embarrassing.
Can I just say that shoes are the biggest? One of my biggest, like, not fears, but like anger touch points. My wife has lots of shoes, and they just don't fit anywhere. Even when you stand them up, one falls over. It's like, they're so
Amen,
annoying.
Sister. Ava,
annoying.
So hard to keep those shoes organized.
I want in the future to have some kind of machine where you just throw them in and it sucks them up. And you don't have to look at them until you push a button and it gives you the right pairs of shoes out.
Oh, I thought you were going to describe a wood chipper.
Well, that
chipper.
Too. Yeah. There's so many shoes and they're everywhere. I'm like, my God. And
is it what it is for us then? For all of us? Do we all universally have, like, we're all neat and tidy in every respect of our life? And then all of a sudden, respect, aspect.
I even 3D printed shoe racks and they still don't get used.
I tried to Jimmy rig, you know, those tension rods, like curtain tension rods.
Yeah, yeah.
I put a bunch of, because the size of the closet is like an odd size. You can't just go get a shoe organizer and it fits my closet. It's either too big or too small. Mm-hmm. So I put tension rods up. And I'm so cheap. I just thought this would be great. So I put a whole bunch of tension rods and the shoes sat there and it was very nice. Until the tension rod fell down, then the shoes fell down, and now I haven't
And they're all scrambled.
And they're all of us.
It's like matching socks. It's like socks.
So is that what it is for you, too? Is it the shoes in your life?
They're just in my way. Like, I'm really OCD when it comes to my coffee machine. And
no, what's the one thing?
I know. I'm leading to it. See, I'm telling a story. Okay. You know? So, but when it comes to clothes in the closet on the floor, we have a walk-in closet. It's not that big, but it's like it seemed to grow every day, like a giant pile just grows like sunflowers in my.
Wait a minute, is it like
closet.
The dirty clothes out?
Yeah,
dirty clothes.
Yeah,
you don't have a hamper.
No. We have baskets, but those are still have folded clothes in them, so you can't put the dirty clothes in the baskets with the folded clothes.
Okay, so that's it for you. It's laundry. You're neat and tidy. Everything, every part of your life except for the laundry. You know what they say? Study done by Container Store. Mm. What do you think they say the most disorganized area of our life is?
Is the closet.
No, that came in second.
Is your brain.
The garage. That is true. Mm-hmm. The garage.
Oh,
garage,
yeah.
Most disorganized area, then the closets, then the drawers.
I'm chipping away at the garage. I'm all excited.
And they say,
What?
Clutter is cited as the most anxiety-inducing household mess, even ahead of dirty dishes or dirty bathrooms.
Really?
Clutter gives us that much anxiety.
Oh, my God. You'd have to go into an asylum if you walked into my house. There is a three-person tent set up in the living room still, and all kinds of toys and cardboard boxes and, you know, just leftovers from birthday party. And
oh, my God, no, the birthday party mess isn't still there, is it?
Decorations aren't, no. It's just, you know,
okay.
You know, like the Gabby's dollhouse French cat friendship cardboard
toys?
Box thing is still laying around.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I don't know. My mood somehow changes when I see that. I went to my cousin's house when I stayed with her in England, you know, when I visited. Oh. And she had birthday decorations up in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait, whose birthday is it? She goes, mine. I go, no, your birthday was months ago. She goes, yeah, they're still from the party. I'm like, what? Take them down. Are you serious right now?
Good for her. Yay.
I couldn't live like that, so I'm cleaning up her house.
Oh, God.
I had to.
There you go. Well, when you're kicking shoes around this morning, then you know our feeling. We feel the same way as you do.
There you go. We all have it.
Okay, here it goes.
Good parent or bad parent?
I love this. This is a good one.
This is so early, too, for this.
I know.
Well, you know, we lovingly judge each other's parenting. And, you know, sometimes it takes a village. Sometimes you need a little help. So when it comes to boys versus girls going away to college, I noticed something. I picked up on something. I went to a couple college graduations. Mm-hmm. And the moms, and now, of course, to their face, I am nodding along and making it seem like, of course, you did the right thing. But in my mind, I'm making mental notes like, no way I would mark this as bad parenting.
What do they do?
Anybody have a kid going away to college? 818-2899. Join in on this conversation because the boy moms that I've talked to are pretty much doing everything for their sons.
Okay.
When it comes to getting ready for going away to college. Everything. Like, even to a point where they're finding the roommate for their sons. And I'm like, this one mom that I was talking to is like, oh my gosh, my son is doing nothing. He's not like, there's no sense of urgency with going and getting, you know, supplies and the dorm room stuff. Yeah. And he doesn't even have a roommate yet.
Is he a mama's boy? That could be it, too. There's a bit of an enabling that goes on between moms and sons. Because,
that's what I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
Is it every mom who has a son does this?
Yep, every single one. Thing is, there's like a... boys are a little bit more just not lazy, but just like less urgent when it comes to just about everything.
Well, then if they're not going to, like this one mother I was talking to pretty much found her son's roommate. She went on, and I guess there's an app now. It's kind of like Tinder where you go on this app and you put in all your interests.
Okay.
And what you're studying in school, and if you're a neat person or it's kind of messy, if you like people in the room, like it's all of that. Mm-hmm. And then you just swipe and look for
matches,
a potential. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
She was doing that for her son. She was making, she was on all the Facebook page trying to connect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why are you doing it? Well, he's not going to do it.
Right.
And so then he shows up to school and they throw him in with somebody.
And then it may not
work
out. That's
a hard lesson to learn.
I got calls here. 818-2899. Good morning. The Buzz, who's this?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jen.
I've called before. My son just graduated from Athena.
That's right.
Oh, yes, Jennifer. Okay.
Andy loves it.
Yep.
So, our son is not going away to school. He's going to MCC.
Okay.
But he's living at home because why spend the money to go away? That's just stupid if you ask me. But, so, if you don't let them sink or swim, they're never going to swim.
I agree. And but being a mom of a boy, right? Isn't there that kind of like urgent bond to always take care of him? Mama's boy, you know. Boys love their moms, girls love their dads, that kind of thing.
Well, when he was little, yes, he's a little closer with his dad now.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband's like, you know, you gotta let him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not gonna figure it out. So he's over the summer working 35 hours a week, and then he finally went and did his schedule with the head of the department at MCC, and he's going to have a co-op too. So he's going to be working this other job that he's had. His co-op is going to part-time start, and he's going to have classes in, you know, Henrietta. So it's driving back and forth, Greece, Gates, all this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to figure that out.
Mm, good. Let him burn, right?
He's got to think. If he has questions, we will answer him. We will give him our honest advice.
It's hard to sit back and not intervene, but when they do figure it out, it must be the most proud moment ever. You know what I mean? Like, for all these moms, and they're great moms, and if they're listening right now, I don't want to call it out like you're a bad mom, even though this is good or bad parenting. But
you're a bad mom.
I can,
yeah,
you say. Good for you.
I can understand why you're jumping in. But a part of me is like, oh my gosh, come on. Then they're going to expect a woman to always do everything for them. You know what I mean? You're almost setting the stage for that they need to be mommied all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, my son, he does laundry, he does dishes. Like, he'll be the perfect husband someday.
Good. You taught him well.
I love it.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay,
take it easy.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Good luck to your son.
Very cool. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel it's, I'm feeling more like mom's not giving him the space, like she said. Like, she just needs to let him burn, figure it out.
Every mom of a son I talk to, every mom of a boy, it's so wild to me. Meanwhile, all the girls, I mean, the first thing they want to do is figure out who they're rooming with.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They want to buy the comforter and all that. Like, girls take the initiative to, mom, get out of my business. I got this.
How about when we dropped Scotty off to college in Providence, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
We dropped him off at the dorm. We had a few things. And then we all went to Target in Providence, Rhode Island, and just bought everything and went to lunch and came back and built his room.
Oh, so you bought a day of?
Yes, that day. It was great. It was easy.
The shelves weren't empty?
No.
If everybody is doing that?
No, I think they anticipate, you know. College town.
Oh, yeah.
The week of college.
I can't see a mom being cool with that.
Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
My wife, Jill, got a call to be in a commercial. Okay. And it all came from the Buffalo Bills thing. Remember when she went up to the Bills Stadium to do that Hallmark movie?
Oh, yeah.
She signed up, she and her girlfriend on a whim, signed up to be in a crowd of like 600 people. To be in the crowd shots for the Hallmark Buffalo Bills movie.
Okay.
She got a call back out of nowhere, or an email, saying, hey, This is the casting company from the Buffalo Bills movie.
No way.
They're shooting a commercial for some healthcare thing, something. They don't tell you what it is. Would you be interested? Send us a headshot.
What?
And my wife's
wait
like,
a minute.
What?
Did you think, wait, she went with a couple people, right?
Yeah, her one girlfriend. Yeah.
Did her girlfriend get the same email? Was it like for everybody got this email, or was she just selected?
I don't
out
think.
Of everybody?
I don't. I'm sure they did reach out, but she didn't. They didn't reach out to her girlfriend.
They didn't reach out to her girlfriend. Mm-mm. Oh my god!
I don't think
out
they
of
put
600
it,
people. Your wife was
well,
picked.
They probably needed a 40-something female before you know they had. There's a certain thing they're looking for, and
don't
then,
downplay this. She glows when she walks into a room. She just, like, she is just...
Yeah, she's amazing. So, she's like, so, I have never done it. Well, I have. She's done little things. Plus, she's really good friends with Snow White at Disney.
Ah.
I'm not allowed to say that she was Snow White at Disney, but she's really good friends with Snow White at when she was
but
in college.
Tell you what she's signing up for?
No. If you get the part, then they give you all the details.
And then can you say no?
What of course you like, can say no.
What if it's an embarrassing kind of, I don't know, what is she?
Oh, like a hemorrhoid commercial or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like something. Would she say no or would she say yes for anything?
Oh, she probably wouldn't mind. She'd probably say yes
oh,
to anything.
God, what? I always wondered about that. Those
what?
Commercials that it's like very personal or private or like you'll never look at that person again because you think they have ED or something.
Oh,
you
right,
know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
right.
one of those kind of commercials.
I think money talks. And I don't know what it pays, but I'm sure those commercials pay a lot more because it's kind of embarrassing.
They didn't even say how much money?
They did. It's not a ton, but it's
well, how
she
much
wants,
is it?
It's like a grand. For a whole day appearance, and they get
Come
to own,
on.
And they get to own her likeness for 2 years, and
Wait,
that's
does
all
she
gets.
Paid for two? Oh, she only gets
no,
a one.
Yeah, one time chunk. Here's your money. Go away.
Oh wait a minute. I don't think that's as good as
yeah.
it sounds.
No, I mean it's all right, but I mean whatever. Then they tax it. You know, but still, she's intrigued.
This could open the door to so many more commercials. So many more. I don't know about healthcare commercials. That makes me uncomfortable. Because you don't know what it could be.
Oh, Ozempic. We needed a tubby person.
Johnson, she's in a bathtub, yeah. Or holding a bed carrot. I don't know. Where are
Does
they playing this commercial?
My husband has Peyronie's disease. He looks like a bent carrot, and I'm here to do something for him.
A little piece of you, a part of you. Are you a little bit jealous because this is really your gig? Like
no.
She's invading your territory now.
No, absolutely not.
Are
I don't
you sure?
get paid
what if
to do
she's
commercials.
More...
No, that's the only thing. We don't. Every commercial I do, I don't get paid for.
But you used to do them a lot more than we do now.
Hardly.
If
Sandy.
She all of a sudden starts doing commercial after commercial, and she's known for that, you'd be okay with it?
Absolutely. I'm her biggest fan. Are you kidding me? I want to be your agent. They asked, "Do you have a representative?" And she's like, "No, they're okay." Are you a member of the SAG-AFTRA? You know, the Screen Actors.
Uh-huh,
no.
Uh-huh.
Okay, make sure you put that in. And Jill's like, "They asked me if I had a rep." I'm like, "I'll be your rep. I'll take 20%. That's what reps do. When you represent someone, you get them in a casting call, and they make the gig. They get 20%. I'm like, "We can double dip. Let's do this together. We're going to trollop hand in hand and gallop into the sunset."
With bent carrots in hand.
Let's hope
oh my
it's
God,
not
you
got
to keep us updated. I want to find out what this commercial is for.
Well, we got to get over the hump. I mean, she doesn't. I mean, she made her own. She took a selfie, turned it black and white, and put it in Canva and made this like resume she's never had before, like last second. And today we got to shoot like a little video of her. Somehow, I don't know. It's all like scrambly because it's got to be in by tomorrow. So she'll see. I'll
and
let
when
you
does
know.
She find out if she makes it?
Don't know.
Oh, and you don't know with a commercial. Okay, you
no.
got to tell me.
And you know, that's fair. You wouldn't want to know because then you could do
yeah,
the research.
Yeah, you would.
Well, then you do research on it and you try, you like, then everybody would try to. So like, they just need the look and the whatever they're looking for. Then they'll tell you what it is.
God, I would think it was a scam, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's, yeah, we'll let you know. It's going to be sunny, more clouds for the afternoon and back up to 88 degrees again. Now, the U.S. Marshals arrested Keshawn Green in Knoxville, Tennessee, Sunday night. He was the one that allegedly shot Jameer Ridley Smith at the Wegmans warehouse in Brooks Avenue, where he unfortunately passed away. They both worked there, and they caught him. That's good. The ripple effect, and people are really talking about this, is the lack of produce or the thin produce selections at the Wegmans right now. And that just shows how fragile that infrastructure is and how many people it takes to get that apple in the store.
Didn't even think about that was the reason why. And you'll hear it in our newscasts. Mm-hmm. But like on Sunday when my husband got home from shopping, he goes, they didn't have anything. Like, I there's nothing. And then I went back yesterday and I'm like, well, what is going on? It's empty. And then they made the connection that this is the reason why.
Yeah. And it's just because everything stopped for hours, I'm sure. Uh-huh. Even hours of disruption at that warehouse poses a ripple effect through the entire Rochester, Buffalo, and Syracuse, they say. That's crazy. Thank God for all the workers. Everybody behind the scenes there, you guys doing a great job.
The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No, I have not.
Well, it's about time. Who's this?
This is Christy.
Hello, Christy. Thanks for coming, listening to The Buzz on your way in this morning. Appreciate it.
Wait a minute. Is this your first time calling into the show?
No, won Del Monte's
Oh, hey. Oh,
look at you. Okay.
Caller standing.
I love it. Did you enjoy your spa treatment? Okay, awesome.
First time
good,
there?
Good, good.
Never been there before?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Well, there you go. Then you know what you're in for. Well, today you're in for East Side, West Side. How well do you know the other side?
How's that okay, sound? So where do we live here? Are you an East Sider or a West Sider?
East Side.
East Side?
Oh, you're an East Sider. Yay!
Finally!
I'm waiting for an East Sider. Okay. Are you ready? We're going to ask you questions, and you have to answer to the best of your knowledge of the West Side, which you probably know nothing about the West Side.
Well.
When was the last time you were on the West Side?
It's been a couple months.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Couple months, meaning a couple years. Okay, ready? Besides Charlotte and Hamlin Beach, mm-hmm. where on the west side can you sit and enjoy the water?
What?
And there's several several areas.
Several answers? Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay.
How about it? How about where Crescent Beach used to be?
Oh, yeah. That was a nice restaurant, hotel area.
It was. Okay, ready? Driving north on 390.
What were your choices?
There's a lot of them.
Well, name
okay,
a couple
Braddock
of
Bay
them.
Park, Grease Manitou, Grease Canal Park off Elm Grove, Turning Point Park near Charlotte.
Oh, my God.
Camp Eastman, Canal Path in Spencerport or Brockport.
Oh,
there's
wow.
a lot of them. Okay.
Whoops.
Driving north on 390, going towards the Ontario State Parkway. Do you drive past Lyle, Lexington, and Ridgeway exits in that order? Or is it Lexington, Lyle, Ridge Road in that order?
The second?
Lexington, Lyle, then Ridge Road?
Yeah.
okay, that's okay. Ready? And this one, courtesy of Westside Jim, who listens and loves this game. What are the names? You're gonna get this. What are the names of the two malls that were eventually combined to form Grease Ridge Mall? So before it was the mall at Grease Ridge, it was what?
Oh, I only know the Grease Ridge Mall.
Okay.
I'm definitely an East Sider.
Yeah.
So it was Long Ridge and Greasetown. You remember that Long Ridge Mall, Greasetown Mall?
And then they connected
it, and it was the mall at Grease Ridge.
Oh,
all right, man. Well, it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, listen, guess what, Christy? You've got a choice of three different amazing events. The Prince Experience at the Vine Showroom at Del Lago, Train and Concert at CMAC, or the Thunder Down Under... the Australian male dancers at Del Lago Casino. Which one do you want?
Train, please.
Train is in. Yay!
Yay!
You got it.
I love it.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing with us, okay?
Now you know a little bit more about the West Side.
Yeah, you do. All right.
I do.
All right. Hold the line. We'll hook you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Jerk or justified.
It is coming up in a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
And a lot of parents are going to get passionate about this. If your kid went to St. Kateri School on Kings Highway, this is your time, my friend. This is your time. Parents are not happy with the garage sale that the parish is promoting. Why? We'll give you all the details. We'll tell you why parents, some parents are very upset, and then you make the final call. Is it jerk or justified?
Spezzano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone. 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jerk or justified.
Here at 98.9 of Buzz, Bizzano and Sandy.
Deciding the moral compass. And I know parents are going to get passionate about this one. Some parents are not happy with the garage sale that one parish is promoting.
Okay.
Why aren't they happy? And do they have a right not to be happy? So St. Kateri School, if you recall, they closed their doors. They said, listen, we just can't. We're in over our heads budget-wise. There's not as many kids interested in going to this school, so we're shutting down.
Okay.
We'll help you figure out what school your kid needs to go to, whatever. Parents were left scrambling trying to figure out where to send
bad.
Their kids. And that school has been open forever.
Big history,
70
huh?
years? I mean, like, wow. There's a substantial amount of history behind this school. Anyhow, So now they're having a garage sale. They are selling everything. The St. Kateri School garage sale, desks and chairs, file cabinets, gym equipment, school supplies, office supplies, books, and much more.
Wow.
Items are not individually priced. We kindly ask for a donation.
Whoa.
I am hearing that parents of students who went to that school are not happy about them selling everything.
Why?
And asking for a donation. From what I gather, and again, this is where we, you know, judge, jerk, or justify. But when I gather, a lot of these parents are like, hey, hang on a second. Some of those supplies were purchased with pretty much our money, either our tuition or we did fundraising for those supplies, or why not donate it? Why are you selling it? We did a lot of fundraising events throughout the year. Where did that money go? Like, there's a lot of questions and a lot of hurt feelings, I guess, from parents that they're trying to make money off of the supplies that the kids once had for school.
Used. So is it jerk or justified that they're liquidating
hosting
everything?
Hosting a garage sale. Yeah, hosting a garage sale.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So, they're liquidating everything. Everything must go. What do you call it, jerk or justified?
Well, I kind of think it's justified, but I want to know how long ago the school closed.
So, let's see. They announced it in 2024 that the 2025 school year would be it.
Okay.
So, now the kids are going to start like at a new school.
So
this is all just very recent, and their garage sale is set for the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's justified, but I would say that they better start advertising what they're going to use that money, the donations, for. And if the parents are angry, go in and make a donation and then take the product and go and donate it to a school in need.
Oh, okay. There's an angle. Definitely. All right. So you call it justified.
I do.
All right. Hey, guess what? First call through, you're going to see Prince Experience at Del Lago.
Oh, no. Let's go.
Let's go crazy.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You got a pair of tickets to see the Prince Experience August 9th at the Vine Showroom, courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino. Must be 21 or years or older to attend a show at the Vine. Tickets are on sale now at DelLagoResort.com, but you got them, so you're all set. Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. I kind of feel it's justified, too. How about you?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, they gotta make the money back to pay off the debt they got in, right?
Is that what they're doing with the money?
I don't know, but I would assume.
Exactly.
What else are they going to do with it? Go to Florida?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they struggle with their finances. I don't know. I really don't know. I do. I mean, it probably is kind of a slap in the face to parents.
If I was the parent of a student there, it would, anything they do hurts. And this is a church and a school attached to it. So the church is getting the money. The church has to pay for that school's residually whatever's left over, right? I don't know. All right. 818-2899, jerk or justified. Good morning, The Buzz.
Hey there, guys. This is Norma. How are you?
Norma Holland.
Hi, friends.
Hey.
I had to call in on this one.
This is jerk or justified, so.
Listen, I have to say, as the parent, right, of some kids, two kids who went there, it's a slap in the, it's just like another, like, wound, right? Like, now they're selling the chairs that our kids sat in. Like,
yeah.
And it just really bothers me. And I'm not the only one. I know there's a lot of parents who feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, and then the other thing is, like, can't they donate that to any other Catholic school in the region? Like, do they have to sell them? And what about the school coming in? I mean, don't they need school supplies?
Oh,
I mean, why are they selling? I mean, they're getting rid of everything, according to the flyer.
So there's another school that's going to go in there, right?
Right.
Oh, I see.
And I'm just wondering, I'm like, don't they need some of that stuff?
Hmm.
I mean, it's just, I saw the flyer. It was like, people can make donations.
Mm-hmm.
The word individually was misspelled. That's me being petty. But like,
embarrassing.
Grammar police.
Okay, so now here's your time. Here's your time to say it out loud. Shout it if you want. Are they jerk or justified, Norma?
Look, I think it's a jerk move.
Yep.
I really do.
There
I don't,
you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
All right.
I just,
there
it,
you
it
go.
Hurts as a parent. Like, this is just another insult to injury.
Yeah. And it's got to be really, ouch for you guys. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. Jerk.
Yeah.
We've registered the official jerk.
The official vote.
Thanks, Norma.
All right. Bye.
Good to hear from you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Good morning, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified for that school that closed school to have that garage sale? What do you call it?
Justified.
Justified.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And why?
It seems that, well, once we find out where that money's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but are you ever going to find out? We're never going to find out. They're not going to disclose that. They're not going to tell us. They're going to.
What are they supposed to do? Like, everybody, oh, come and get what you put money into so everybody can get what they. That's stupid.
Well, Norma was just on the air and said, you know, what if they donated to the new school that's going to move in or donated to a school that needs that?
Why wipe it clean to start over again, right?
Well, you made a point that maybe they are in debt. Maybe that is where the money's going.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's where the money's going. I mean, what is the priest and all the altar boys and the front office staff going to go to Toronto? It's like...
I don't know. And if it's a donation, that means you can go there and give a penny and get something.
I know. I could use some gym equipment. That'd be awesome.
You could use gym equipment? That's what you thought of?
All I want from my childhood are those little square dollies we used to play with in gym, or used to ride around on them. Remember those things?
Oh,
I just want one of those so bad.
I think that's a little outdated.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think I'm dating myself. All right. Anyway, thank you for the call. Justified it is. Love you. Bye.
They're calling you old.
That's all right. I am.
Where are all the parents of St. Catherine's School?
Yeah.
Where are you guys? On Facebook, everybody's so passionate. On the air, everybody said justified.
Yeah.
The verdict is...
Yes?
Justified.
Justified.
Justified. Justified. Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz.
All right, coming up on the show, we still got to get to if someone steals from you, is it your fault because you relied on the honor system?
Okay.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey there. What's going on? 8 o'clock hour. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy playing everything all the time. Getting you through your morning commute and your morning routine. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes. I'm Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up, baby?
All right, I kind of feel guilty saying it in this way, but I don't know if this is a true statement. If someone steals from you, is it your fault because you relied on the honor system? Is the honor system dead? Is it outdated? 818-2899. So I was scrolling through social media yesterday, and I saw this close-up shot of this woman at a farm stand.
Oh.
Now, it looked like, I don't know what you call
like
it.
Like a ring
surveillance
cam?
Surveillance video. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Right.
And it was from Jensen's Farm Market. They posted it to their social. And it says, I'm just going to read it exactly how they wrote it.
Okay.
You know, we would help anybody that asks, but it is time to stop tolerating this stuff! Exclamation point. Anybody know this woman? Again, it's a close-up shot of a woman at a farm stand. Anybody know this woman? She stopped at our stand today and took 12 peppers, a quart of peaches, and a tomato. All of that totals $21. She put in $4. If this was you, please pay your remaining balance at 1040 Canandaigua Road in Macedon.
Oh my God! How wonderfully passive aggressive that was, and rightfully so, I must say. That was kind of them to, you know, point out that someone may have made a mistake.
What farm was it last year? I feel like this is our annual conversation. Yeah. What farm was it last year? The guy actually ended up calling into the show and saying, "Yeah, that was us."
It wasn't them. It wasn't them, was it?
No, this isn't the same farm. This is a different farm. But it feels like any of these farm side stands, roadside stands, I don't know. Is the honor system dead?
What's the name of this? Jensen's?
Jensen's.
Farm Market.
J-E-N-S-E-N.
In Macedon.
Yes.
Can somebody like drive over there right now and put $15 in, just like the extremely honor system? Just let's do a little donation. Break them even.
Says the guy who admits to taking a baker's dozen.
Which was okayed by the farmer.
Yes, it was.
Okay, then. You
so
would
where's
never
the
said
limit,
that.
Though? Just one extra is the limit?
Yeah, because the just one could be a dud.
Two? One's how about
gonna,
two?
No, one's going to be a dud. You always do 13. It's kind of like a tradition.
Yeah, see, I don't even like the 13 thing. But I don't know. What do you do? Like, somebody did comment, hey, you know, it's your fault. You're trusting the honor system. And I don't know if you could trust the honor system. And I wouldn't. I couldn't. The temptation is too strong.
Okay. First of all, the honor system is not dead because there are good people in this world. More good people than bad. The bad people make it look like everybody's bad. Honest to God, there's
the
an honor
system. Bad people are going to put you upside down financially.
No. You know what it costs to grow 12 green bell peppers?
Well, I don't know. If you'd say, let's say, how many people go to a farm stand? How many people go to their farm stand in a day, do you think? I have no idea. What do you think?
Depends, you know.
Let's say 20 people. Is that a lot or two? Not enough?
Okay, let's say 20.
And two of those people every single day steal. Don't put in, just put in a dollar when they're taking $21 worth of stuff, $4 when they're taking it. I mean, that adds up.
Okay, then you have two options. You know, put a booby trap on it and a camera. You have the camera anyway, right?
Oh, wait, what's the booby trap
like? I don't know. Like an
big claw comes out, scratches you?
No, like an exploding bag of cinnamon blows in their face or something like that, right? Or shut down your farm stand and be like, sorry, we're closed because knuckleheads. There's an honor system up by our camper. There's firewood, and it's next to an old barn, and it's on an old, dilapidated, like wheel missing, cockeyed looking trailer. And he just puts a pile of wood on it, and in the pile of wood, there's like frames. So in each frame, there's a certain amount of pieces of wood. And it's $5. You go.
Has there ever been a time where you needed wood, and you didn't have? You thought you had $5 in your car. Your campsite is so far away from this.
No.
And you only had two.
No. No, there's never been
okay. You would go all the way back to your site and come all the way back.
The only reason, there's more wood. There's wood everywhere, but I just wanted to have a stockpile of my own instead of combing the beach.
But I'm painting a picture, a scenario. Like, when is it okay? Let's say you thought you had the money in the car. You're so far away from now. Do you drive all the way back?
Oh, you drive back. You don't,
or do you give $2?
No,
because that's all you had.
No, you put your money in, and if you have to finish it off, a good person that is going to heaven and not hell would go back and drop the rest of the money.
Look at you dropping the H word.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You're going to hell. When you steal from a farm stand, you're going to hell.
Okay. Now, we all agree that's bad. Okay. That's not good. Nobody's going to call up and be like, yeah, that's okay to put in $4 when you took $21 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But now let's say $21, $4, okay, you're saying it's not going to really bankrupt this farm, whatever, whatever.
Right.
If it's really not that big of a deal, then, this one person, do you feel like it's justified to post a close-up shot of her?
Absolutely. Over
like, did that take it too far without knowing her story and why she did it?
Over the coals. Over the coals. Rake it.
What if she has a good excuse? What if she's what?
What?
I don't know.
What if she's what?
I don't know.
Feeding a family of 12 with 12 bell peppers?
Well, the minute you put someone's face on social media and put them on blast like that,
Hey, people have done like less and gotten put on blast, you know?
Is there anybody you owe money to?
No. Well.
No?
Yeah, the mortgage. But no, like cash.
No, I mean a friend.
No.
Do you ever borrow money from a friend?
Nope.
Because I'm trying to think, at what point are you just going to be like, all right, fine, they're never going to pay me back? It's kind of like that situation, right? Oh, you're not good for it? Okay, fine. Is there a cutoff date?
I have done that in the past, but it all works out, you know?
What does that mean?
It all works out. If I go to the store and get you something, like a bag of ice, for instance, say up at the camping, and it's like, I'm not going to take your money.
No, you borrow $50 from me. I want $50 back, Spazano. I don't want ice and, run to the store and get me some brownies or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's you.
That's how you pay back people?
That's you. No, not all the time. But I've been in situations where I've done something for somebody and cash and it cost $40 or whatever.
Okay.
And I didn't get the exact $40 back. I didn't know. It's okay.
Don't turn this and water it down.
I'm not. It's true. That was it. It's no big deal.
How much money did you borrow from that friend?
I haven't. They borrowed from me. I bought something and they haven't paid me back. And it's okay because I'm getting it in other ways.
Listen, when you tell a story on the air and I call you out for it, then you change up the story where I don't even know what's the truth
anymore.
You're
not listening to me.
At the start of it, you said you borrowed money and you gave them back a bag of ice. Now the story just all of a sudden switched.
Well, I didn't mean to make you think that. What I'm saying is if I buy a bag of ice for you, right, you don't have to give me $3. I'll get it back from you somehow. Same here. I gave somebody a $40 something, and I haven't gotten the $40 exact cash back.
Okay, I thought
you were
talking
about
cash. But
I'll get it back from them. I'll get it back from them in other ways.
Okay, no, I think that's different, too. If I buy something for you, let me think here.
Cash is cash. It's non-negotiable.
Yeah. If you're borrowing money from me, then you have to pay the money back.
I would never borrow from you.
Why?
Because I'd have to pay it back.
I haven't offered it at your low point in life.
Yeah, and I didn't take it, did I?
No, you didn't. Oh, come on, Scotty, I'll help you.
No, because you hold it over your head, good or bad, anyway. So you're that kind of person. Yes, you are.
Remember that time I gave you money?
Yeah, that gold, that grudge, that Italian grudgy thing you got in your system.
I don't think I would.
Even if I paid you back, you'd be like, remember that time? And then, right. No.
If you're ever mean to me or say anything bad, I'll be like, remember? I saved you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the guilt witch. It's okay.
Okay, anyhow, if you're going to Jensen's Farm, Canandaigua Road in Macedon,
yes,
just pay because they're watching you.
Yeah, they're watching you.
They'll put you on blast.
What if somebody went in and just be like, held up a $20 bill and put it in and left? Do you think they'd put their picture up on social saying thank you to this person who saved us?
I don't know. Maybe they would. Seem like a nice
maybe
family.
go pay it forward down at Jensen and see what they can do about it.
The Buzz.
So this is like the ultimate power move. This is well played. I think college courses are going to start studying this. Don't you think? In marketing class?
This should be.
This is like marketing genius right here. You remember the CEO caught cheating with his HR person at the Coldplay show? Mm-hmm. He worked or owned, I don't know, the company Astronomer. Okay. He stepped down. She has now since stepped down. And the company has just hired the best spokesperson.
The best spokesperson ever. Former wife of Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones.
Oh, my God. It was so genius, right? I didn't even know this company existed until this whole thing.
Right, right. And what does it say to use the ex-wife of the Coldplay guy who innocently, apparently, just had their kiss cam on? And what is it? What is it? What's the meaning here?
Does anybody know that? And they split amicably, mm-hmm. by the way. They're still friends.
I thought co-parent. So.
They're the ones who started the co-parenting phrase.
Oh, trend, whatever word. Yeah.
Does anybody know more about, because you know the CEO of Astronomer wanted to file a lawsuit, a liability lawsuit, defamation of character, because Chris Martin said, hey, you're either having an affair or...
He wants to sue Coldplay?
Yes. I don't think he can, though, right? Because don't you have to prove that you aren't cheating? In order for it to be like a defamation of character?
I actually think it's covered under when you purchase a ticket, there's all kinds of things you agree to.
Oh.
To when you purchase a ticket to a concert, there's
cheating
all kinds
is
of
on
things.
There?
No, it's just like whatever happens, happens. There's nothing you can do about it, and you're not going to get your money back, and you can't sue, and all that kind of stuff. That's funny.
Now, if you were Gwyneth Paltrow, would you have signed up and said yes to do that?
Yes.
You would have.
If the money's right, of course.
Well, that's what I wonder, how much she got paid. She had to have gotten paid a lot. But to wrap your name up in it, now she's almost promoting, I don't know, is she promoting the behavior? Let me think. Because it wasn't the company. Do you associate the CEO and his behavior with the company? Or do you see that as two separate things?
I don't know. It's separate. Two separate things. He's gone. Right. And they did this promo video, very corporate with the, you know, what gets me the best is the stupid corporate music. Listen to the beginning of this. This is kill me.
Yeah.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer.
It's just so
it's so perfect.
It's so grossly sappy corporate. It's just almost so tongue in cheek.
What if, let's say, because you know how we forget, we easily forget, right? Things. What if like in 6 months they hire him back? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I don't care. No, I don't care.
You really don't care.
No,
you don't care that there's a cheating CEO at the top.
Oh, there's never been a cheating CEO ever.
I know, right?
It's like this is some part of the thing. It's part. It seems it's almost part of the culture.
As a customer, would you still be a customer?
Yeah, it wouldn't matter if I'm getting the service and it's fine, you know, and whatever. If anything, I could try to use.
Two?
I could probably use leverage somehow in some way to get a discount. Well, I was thinking of leaving you guys because of all that rigmarole that's going on. I'm not quite sure. Oh, well, we retain you. We'll give you an extra 15% off.
Hold on a second. You can separate the cheating CEO with the company, right? Is that
pretty
a
much,
safe
yeah.
statement?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to not go to a store because the CEO is
right.
a dirtbag.
I'm so far
now,
removed, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, fine. Now, what if that company had a strong political opinion that is the opposite of yours?
Yep, I'm done.
Those are the same in your eyes.
Yeah. No, they're different.
Or is it still separate?
No.
You still would go to that company?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now I'm the opposite. Political views, I don't care. You have a bad cheating CEO. Yeah, I'm gonna think twice. I'm gonna look for another company.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
That's yeah.
Because you're very
I'm odd or you're odd?
You're odd because
no,
I feel you
odd.
Are. Just because like you're very aware of where your taxes go and if politically it hurts
your
you,
political
why would you
viewpoint,
go to them?
Mm-hmm. Your political viewpoint doesn't change who you are to the core, your heart. cheating on your spouse just screams who you are inside, your core, your soul, your heart. You don't care. You don't have any regard for respect or loyalty. Your political views, everybody has their own opinion. That's fine. You can have your opinion.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
I don't
that,
look at you
but
differently.
I have a choice. My choice would be, like, this CEO didn't sleep with my husband, so I'm thinking, okay, and if, wow. If I like their widget, then it doesn't,
That's fascinating. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. Okay. Well, there you go. Gwyneth Paltrow, hired temporarily to be the spokesperson for Astronomer.
If you were a doorbell.
Oh, God. What kind of setup is that? If you were a doorbell.
If you were a doorbell.
It's going to be a riveting conversation.
You would relate to something. If I said the word ding, you would say what?
If you were a doorbell, you can relate to this.
Okay.
I say ding. You say dong.
Right. And that's what happened at my house. There was
dongs?
Yes. There was no ding. There was a dong. Okay. I'm in the basement. I'm working on my 3D printer stuff. My wife is lazing on the couch doing some work. My daughter's bopping around. I remember when it was last week. And all of a sudden, the dog starts barking. I'm like, what's going on?
Your dog, wait a minute.
My dog starts
barking. Modify that. Your dog's a little dog. Modify that bark. That's the sound of a big dog.
Oh.
Okay, very good.
So she, like, I'm like, somebody's at the bell. I thought I heard the doorbell. I'm like, okay, somebody's at the door. Well, everybody's upstairs. They can get it. And then nothing. I hear a little pitter-patter of feet above me. I'm like, whatever. And all of a sudden, the dog starts barking again. I'm like, what is going on? And nothing. I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden, the dog starts barking 30 seconds again later. And I hear, Scott! I'm like, what? Come upstairs! I'm like, what is going on? I come upstairs. She goes, babe, the doorbell. I'm like, what do you mean? No, who's here? Then the doorbell goes, dong. I'm like, I look out the front door. There's nobody there.
The doorbell's just ringing?
The doorbell just rang. But it only didn't go ding, dong. It just went dong. It was like the second half.
Dong.
This is weird. 30 seconds later, dong. I'm like, what is going on? I open the door. I wiggle the bell. It's a Ring doorbell, right? But it's attached to my physical doorbell inside the front door.
Okay.
My original doorbell. It's been there forever.
So you said, honey, I got this. I am your husband.
Absolutely.
I will take care of this. I will fix it.
So I'm like, Scott to the rescue. I'm like, open the Ring app. I'm looking at it. It's no Wi-Fi is connected. I'm like, how do I reconnect the Wi-Fi? What is going on? Dong. Every 30 seconds, I go check the button. I push the button.
Yeah.
It doesn't ring. I go back inside. Dong. I'm like, what the
fuck? Oh, it's giving you the big middle finger.
Right. I'm like, there's a ghost in the house. Something's going on. I'm like, can't figure it out. I took the cover off. I hit the reset button. Dong. I'm like, no. So I don't know what to do. I'm like, I can't figure this out. I cracked open I got up on the chair. I opened up the thing. Dong. I'm like,
so how'd you fix it?
I went down in the basement where the little transformer is up in the ceiling of my, floorboards, in the ceiling of the basement. We don't have a finished ceiling. And there's two wires going into it. So I just unhooked one of them. A little spark came off of it.
And that's it.
And I went upstairs. No dong.
No sound.
No dongs. Got no dong hanging out in my house. And it was a big dong, too. It wasn't dong.
Well,
it was like big dong.
Well, you're like, go big or go home.
Well, right. Okay. Bigger the dong, the better, though.
Now, how long is it going to stay fixed that way? Like, your solution, your way to fix the problem is to unhook it.
And we'll figure it out. I haven't touched it in a week.
How long is it going to go before you actually do spend time and try to figure out how to fix it?
Probably forever. I got a dog.
Probably forever.
Your dog barks, right? When somebody comes to the door?
Yes.
And he watches out the front window for everything, right?
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You don't need the dong.
I got the dog, not the dong.
It is so funny because it's like the husband's motto. If it's broken, well, then adjust your standards. I think everybody has something in their house that it's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
And it's been broke. Our ice machine or ice maker. Okay, so the ice machine, ice maker in the fridge works. But when you put your cup to it, it just, you can, it's just the flap. You can hear the flap opening and then nothing happens.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You don't even hear the motor or anything. So we never, I mean, it's been like that.
For how long?
Years. We're going on like 5 years. Just the other, and my father is so bothered by it. Whenever he comes over to my house, I have to remind people because they go to the ice maker, and I'm like, oh, don't forget, the flap doesn't work. If you're going to put your hand in, you got to be careful because there's something in there that will poke you and
it'll
cut
bite you.
And my dad, you could see my dad, like his head is ready to explode because that's not how he tackles problems. He fixes them. Sandra, things don't fix themselves. Scott, I kid you not. Over the weekend, it fixed itself.
Get out of here.
I kid you not. We put our cup to it. I don't know how long it's going to last. And ice came out. I'm like, okay.
That's
all right.
I love it.
Well, maybe,
so
eventually,
maybe your dong will fix itself.
Maybe I'll fix my dong very soon. It's coming up on 8:57.
You did it again.
I didn't do it again. I played two. All right, listen.
Hold
dropping everything.
On a second. Would,
stop wasting time. Get to the rumors thing if you want.
You did it again.
I didn't do anything.
The Spizzano rumors. We don't have time.
Oh, well. Who knew? All right.
Kick the can down the road to tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Okay. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Commercial free 98.8 on the way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.